Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 190. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Having a fun night.
Yeah.
We are having a fun night.
Good time, laughing, and all the...
Belly laughing?
Off mics conversation.
Yeah. That only we know what we're saying.
Mm-hmm. Cinder blocks and all.
Keep them guessing on that one. Pete knows now because we gave him the heads up on that one. Just it's just a inside joke. That's all.
Did you make him sign something that says he cannot?
We told him the JFK files or the Mako JFK files are not to be released to the public.
Okay.
What Nate told him, like, unless we put it behind a paywall.
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
There you go.
You never know.
There you go. So now he knows what cinder block.
He does.
Okay.
Nobody else needs to know.
Nope. That's Mako.
It's one too many.
Privilege.
Mako. I was going to say, when I heard that, I thought, Pete knows cinder block?
What happens in the studio stays in the studio.
No, that's all right. That's fun. Mm-hmm. So, hey, that's all right that Pete knows.
We won't. Are you sure?
Do we do like the Men in Black?
Yeah, did you flashy thing me?
Yeah. So he forgets. Just kidding, Pete.
I got a strobe light on my phone.
Oh, okay.
We'll just strobe him.
Hold him down.
Strobe him. Oh, that's good stuff. But hey, let's get right to it, shall we?
Yes,
What are we going to talk about, Sean?
Well, this is my choice and my pick, and it is the Haunted Castle House of Missouri.
Oh, nice.
I even said it correctly that time. Mm-hmm.
Good job.
You like that? The Haunted Castle House, located in Brumley, Missouri, has a history dating back to 1812 and an extensive list of owners, including three doctors who frequently saw patients on the property. According to the Haunted Castle House, the home has seen the death of many patients, five of its owners, and several children, including a murder-suicide just 500 yards from the property.
Ooh, eerie.
That's a good setup. It is such a cool-looking house, though. And you said, like, mm-hmm. It looks kind of like Whispers Estate. But, yeah, it's beautiful there.
Yeah, I do like that house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I want to live there, but visit, sure. Put that on the list.
Yeah, of course. It's interesting, though, that they had, I mean, there's all kind of different, folklore and stuff on this on the property. And they said they actually got, there were stories about all kind of people buried there, right? And they found that some of those stories were absolutely not true. And then the other ones, so they did like dog sniffing, dogs, right? That were there to find like human remains or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they found a ton, and they even said, like, they were talking, the guy that was, given the paranormal investigators a tour said, it's the whole idea that a lot of those graves had the bells on them, and that was the era where if you woke up and you were buried alive, like, you better have some way of alerting somebody that you're okay.
Yeah,
and
true.
Hope that they can, get you up and out of there fast enough to not, like, suffocate, basically. But that's that term, saved by the bell. I was like, man, I want to bring that up because it's such an interesting thing. It's so scary. The other thing was dead ringer. That saying too. But saved by the bell and dead ringer, those kind of things came from having that. There was a great thing that I saw about a lady that, they had her in the casket. They were going to do a closed casket. Her sister came along and said, I want to make sure she's, she's dead. And they're like, she's dead, whatever. So they opened up, she's like insistent that, like, they opened up the casket. As soon as they did, she like popped up and said she lived another 40 some years.
Oh gosh.
And it's like, what in the world? So that's the kind of thing that, like, I just can't imagine that happening. And that was more modern era kind of stuff.
Yeah. But, no kid.
But yeah. So, but yeah, there's a lot of activity from all that, basically on this property.
Yeah. They had it, some of the current owners, since like 2013, set it up as a bed and breakfast. Mm-hmm. The first owner was Nick Sacco. he only ran it for a few years, and he sold it to Steve and Judy Skinner. Mm-hmm. They bought it in 2018, but they stopped the bed and breakfast part and only use it for investigations now.
Nice.
So it's solely just for investigations.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I'd love to have a house that you could rent out for paranormal investigating or tours or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, doing the bed and breakfast would be fun, too, I think. But if you could choose, I would rather do the paranormal side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They said they had a recorder running one night, and they got the guy, what's his name? Steve?
Yeah, I believe so. Steve Skinner.
Yeah. Steve and Judy.
He said, I got woken up three times. Twice it sounded like chains jingling. Once perfume got squirted up my right nostril. He said, when I woke up in the morning, I thought, I'm as simple-minded as everybody else. So I get the camera and watch it. And sure enough, you hear jangling. See me sit up and look around when that perfume comes up my nose. I sit up looking around to see if Brooke's pranking me or anything. She's over in her bed and sound asleep. Then the oddest thing was I was on my side. My feet are out from under the cover, and 1 foot moves just a little bit. It's not really kicking or flailing or twitching, just forward and back and up and down just a little. And after about 30 minutes, you see what I can only describe as a little black finger that touches my foot and pulls back. I can't get a sentence out. My mind's just blown. My whole world paradigm is now like, I know nothing.
It would blow your mind, right?
Oh, wow.
It's creepy.
That's pretty creepy.
Yeah, he also says he's seen full body apparitions. Says one of them was in color, just like a normal person. The rest of them are more monochromatic and more of a black and white scale. And I just lost my page.
Hmm.
Then, boot back up here. Two ghost children have been spotted, both in monochromatic color and in full color. So I wonder what determines that. And they have been known to call out Steve and Judy by name.
Oh,
that would be creepy.
That would be awesome,
but creepy. As long as not my name, right?
What they say, I heard a lady wailing where I thought was the back porch. He said while doing some work, he thought Judy was making the wailing noise. He thought Judy got a call from somebody, was hurt or something bad had happened. So I ran back there to check on her, and nobody was there.
Mo.
Hmm.
They have a lot of stuff going on in this house. Castle house.
Brumley, Missouri only has 72 people, apparently, so it's very rural.
Whoa.
House is predicted to have been built somewhere between 1890 and 1910. Haunted Castle's website lists four potential builders of the house. Since then, the house has seen the death of five of its owners. It has served as a private residence and a doctor's office, and also features a mass grave and pioneer grave located in the backyard. That pioneer grave is where the apparently grave, like, you know, body sniffing dogs or whatever. But that mass grave, they could never quite figure out where that is, and they think that they found, if it may not be a mass grave of like actual bodies, but like body parts with all the doctors and stuff working there. And I swear I saw a part in a video where they said, I know there's been five owners that they know of, but three of them died in the same room. Oh, isn't that weird? Like there's a room.
Interesting.
And they said there's a lot of activity in that room, some darkness and just kind of a foreboding, but it's like, yeah, I would think if that many, like, that's pretty wild.
Saying the master bedroom gets most of the activity.
And that's the one where the three of the owners died. It's just kind of creepy.
Yeah, he was saying the first night they stayed there, he has woke up by five loud bangs in the pass-through closet. He thought it was an intruder, so he grabbed a gun and went searching, but didn't find anyone. So that night, he eventually got back to sleep after maybe an hour and got woken up again with his pillow being pushed in and a man's voice. Like a an aggressive hiss.
Oh,
that's what he heard.
An aggressive hiss.
Yeah,
that's not what you want to hear.
No, not at all.
So yeah, that's pretty crazy. A lot of activity. The master bedroom is where most of the deaths occur inside the home. Skinner says he has woken up to the sounds of a little girl giggling and humming behind him.
Oh. You're talking about when he grabbed his gun. He said it had he had a 357, and he says that he's like, it's not a ghost. It's a meth addict that's broken in our house.
Oh,
yeah. That's terrible. Yeah.
You're going to make him a ghost.
That's right. His wife, Judy, says, sometimes it sounds like something big is upstairs or it's fallen or there's a loud noise, and we'd go up there and nothing has moved out of place. Or conversations, a man and a woman's voice. I mean, it's muffled, but it sounds like two people talking, and we go up there, and there's nothing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that
says,
be a little eerie.
They've seen shadow people, they've been touched, heard phantom noises throughout the house.
Yeah.
They even have a collection of human bones in the house.
Ooh. Yeah, they do. They get pushed a lot.
So they have collections of haunted household items, dolls, trinkets, and human bones.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, this place is cool.
It is cool. It's definitely a place we got to go. So this, I know we were talking about how this has like solidified their belief in ghosts, but said this, Steve had said, this place has 100% sealed my conviction that ghosts are real. For 8 years, we had gone to all the most haunted places in America and had the places to ourselves so we could get better information. We've had neat stuff happen, but I've never been scared anywhere. The first night that we're here, it was the end of December 2018. We had gone upstairs to the red bedroom. We call it that because the walls are painted red, which makes sense. All the original house is like 14 to 16 inch concrete walls. That's crazy. So we get upstairs, get in bed, and fall asleep. Right away, Judy's a little bit anxious about sleeping in a new house. Right in front of the bed is a closet door that has a chunk of it busted out from back when squatters were there. And it's looking at her, and she's looking at it, and both were very anxious. I'm like, I would think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ugh.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, this place has a lot of activity. And they talk about, the Skinners talk about the previous owners. Just it'd be a cool place to own, and it'd be a cool place to see. That's for sure. Yeah, 2018. So what? 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't sound right, does it? That sounds crazy.
And they have a room called the red bedroom, and I'm looking right at it. It's
because it's painted red, right?
Painted red. They've got red, yeah, curtains and pillows and the bed, you know, bedding. Yeah. Dr. Dixon said, there's been a couple of stories for me that have stood out, the ones that fascinate me the most. Dr. Dixon, just the medical association, that he physically was in this house and that he died in this house, treated people in this house, that he was also the coroner. Oh. Says, we have found a stethoscope cap. It used to be when the stethoscopes came in, they had a metal cap on that was crimped over. You would pull that off and throw it away, but it was stamped with the company that made it and the patent. So we found that in the backyard. So I think that was his new stethoscope that he took off and on, or that he took off and discarded. We found some vials that we've dated to 1929 when he was there that he would have gotten his injectables out of. So I think those things are kind of cool. That would be really neat to have those, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That type of stuff would be, I mean, the hauntings and the paranormal activity, but the actual hands-on stuff that they used back in the day, that'd be cool. Yeah. What else do you guys have?
They had a TV series called The Ugliest House in America, and then this last year they came out with The Scariest House in America, and it debuted last October. And it said the series, they were going across the country trying to find the scariest house, and the house that won would get $150,000 of renovation. And so, like, you can tell that the renovation that they did with this house is, like, I didn't watch that. I need to go back and watch that. I didn't even know that was
what I was reading is they didn't win.
Well, but if they did or they didn't, this is amazing though. Mm-hmm. Like it's pretty good. Like, well, what would it look like? Well, there's that red room. Mm-hmm. What would it look like if they did? There's a little, was that a little casket?
Yeah. Article called? I read, a cottage in Rhode Island won.
Oh, really? Yeah. See, I was just assuming. That's what I was looking for, to see if they won, but. Hmm. So it was on, now it's HGTV. Interesting. Yeah, I need to actually look that up. I didn't know. Didn't know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going. To Missouri, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Not that far.
What is it? 72 people, you said?
Mm-hmm. It's a little rural town.
We can meet everybody in one day.
Heck yeah.
I've only been through Missouri on the way to Texas. That was, 2 years ago? Yeah,
I've been to St. Louis.
Yeah, I've not been to St. Louis.
It's even labeled as a town in Missouri. It's 5 hours, 54 minutes, so almost 6 hours. This says population 69, so they've lost a couple, apparently.
Oh. I was going to say 3 people died.
Aw.
Or maybe they moved away. Maybe they moved away. either way, they're less. Yeah, that's a good many.
They're losing a lot of people because this says Brumley is a town in Miller County, Missouri, United States. The population was 69 at the 2020 census, down from 91 in 2010.
Oh.
So what are they doing to their people?
It was a... The boomtown,
like Soylent Green,
back in 2010.
Soylent Green, maybe. No, it's made from people.
We ought to do that for a mini.
Yes, we do.
I know about the movie. I've never seen it, but I do know of it.
Yeah. So
I'd never heard of it until one of my ex coworkers told me about it. And I'm like, oh,
it's creepy.
Interesting.
You know what we're talking about? Soylent Green. No. Charlton Heston. And the most it ends with, it's made from people. It's made from people. That's my best Charlton Heston I have. But that's what I remember. I watched it when I was young, and I'm like,
so is the Human Centipede.
Oh, Nate. Oh, let's don't get into that.
So I take Soylent Green over.
You guys have anything else on?
No, that's gonna take it down a dark road.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's my least favorite thing to talk about.
You guys don't have though. You guys are
all storied out. It's an awesome place. It looks like it's been well preserved. It's got a fresh coat of paint on the outside.
a lot of haunted activity.
It's a large area. I know when they were like the videos on it are really interesting because it really goes through kind of the history of each one of the owners and all the kind of different activity over the years but there's been a lot of like creepy stuff happen there, and I just being outside because they were shown around during the it was daytime, so it was spooky during daytime, so I can't imagine at night what something like walking around those grounds and then walking through the house. It would be extremely creepy.
It's in great shape.
It really
looks like it.
It's got good bones.
Right. Yeah, well, Nate,
yeah,
your turn, sir. Help us out.
Little girls giggling in the night would wake me up, and that's a wrap.
Whoa. Wow. That one.
You weren't expecting that one?
Did not expect that.
Me neither.
That makes three of us. Unless Sean, he probably expected
it. Oh, he knew it.
Oh, I totally knew.
Yeah, I figured.
Of all of us, who's going to be on it? No, on top of it, it's not going to be me.
I figured. Hey, thanks, Nate.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini 190 and our discussion on the Haunted Castle House of Missouri. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.